entrepreneurship.
Heart of the community. The next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. China is Michigan's third largest export market. On today's The Next Idea, we hear about a new organization, the Michigan China Innovation Center. It's up and running and planning to encourage more Chinese investment here. Brian Connors is the executive director of that new nonprofit. So tell me what the goals are.
The goal is to increase our business ties with China, given that it is soon to be the biggest economy in the world. We feel that we need to, as the state of Michigan, devote some special energies and resources to making sure that we are building relationships there and that we're also marketing the state of Michigan to let them know all the great things that are happening here in the Great Lakes State.
You were the China Business Development Manager for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. What can your new organization do to encourage investment from China that you couldn't do while you were there?
Well, having an independent nonprofit will help in a couple of ways. I mean, for one thing, we'll be a little bit more dynamic, I think, in our hiring. You know, we do have a requirement that everybody who works at the new center is going to be bilingual. I myself spent about 8 or 9 years living in China, worked very hard on my Chinese, and it certainly says a lot when you go into a meeting with a potential collaborator in China and you speak the language and you understand the culture. So that will be one sort of unique capacity that we have in the new center that I think we didn't have as much of as we needed back in state government.
How many Chinese firms are active in Michigan right now? What kind of investment levels are we talking about?
So China is a relatively new player at investing abroad, just given their economic history. They didn't have the capacity, but I think anyone who's picked up a newspaper or turned on the radio in the past decade knows that China is now an international powerhouse economically. So while when you look at foreign direct investment into the United States, historically, of course, looking back way into our history, the UK is a huge player. Germany had a massive wave of investment after World War II. Players like Korea and Japan were the first to come out of Asia. But China, while their overall levels of outbound investment are not that high in the States, we expect them to grow significantly in the coming years. At this point in Michigan, Chinese firms have invested about $3 billion, actually more than $3 billion, into Michigan's economy and created somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10,000 jobs. But the key is that we see, and I think a lot of other economists and economic development people see, that China's investment is expected to continue to grow pretty sharply in the next 10 to 15 years. So we want to make sure that we're able to address the challenges that come with that and also seize the opportunities that come with that.
A lot of that Chinese investment and expansion has been in auto parts suppliers. What are the industries are they interested or have they invested in Michigan?
To say that it's in automotive, I would say it's not quite the way we put it these days. You know, as the automotive industry is reinventing itself, people are talking about mobility. People are talking about intelligent connected vehicles. And, you know, China is now being the largest automotive market and the largest producer of light automobiles in the world. They want to be a leader in that. So this is not just a matter of we're trying to attract a few automotive suppliers from China. It's that we need to keep an eye strategically in the long run on what is happening as China transforms its domestic automotive or intelligent connected vehicle industry and see how that aligns with what's happening here as Detroit sustains its leadership in the North American market. So, you know, automotive or, mobility industry will continue to be huge, but there have also been other investments in areas like insurance, medical devices, also to some extent in real estate and education.
Yeah, a couple of buildings in Detroit, at least a couple, have been purchased by Chinese investors. Give me some specifics here. What's your top priority for getting more business connections, more investment between Michigan and China? What are you going to be doing today or this week?
One of the things we'd like to tackle is I think probably most people are blissfully unaware that Michigan is in that same strange space as places like Mumbai and Bombay or Peking and Beijing, where the readership and writers in China haven't actually decided how to translate the word Michigan. Shockingly, there are three different ways that are still used broadly of how to say Michigan in Chinese. So that branding issue is something that we need to work out in terms of generally continuing to market the state of Michigan. So that's one major initiative that we're going to try to tackle as soon as we can.
I thought you were going to be talking about complex transactions or something like that, but it's as simple as that, just understanding how to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, people in China, they know about Detroit. They heard of the Motor City. Unfortunately, they've heard more recently about Detroit's bankruptcy, from which the city, as everyone knows, is emerging. But that turnaround story is something that we love to get out there about Michigan. Likewise, they have heard of our great universities. They've heard of Michigan State University. They've heard of University of Michigan Ann Arbor. But they don't necessarily have a concept of the very state after which those two universities are named. So that's definitely a priority. One is to get out there and build the brand and recognition about the opportunities in Michigan so that when we do come across real opportunities for business together, whether it's inbound investment or trying to export more goods and services from Michigan to China, we're going in there in more of a warm call or a soft sell as opposed to a cold call where they never even heard of Michigan before.
Brian Connors is the executive director of the nonprofit Michigan China Innovation Center. Thanks very much for telling us about it.
Thank you, Lester. Have a great day.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.